Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our Source of Wisdom, James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and does not reproach, and godly wisdom will be given liberally. Where do we turn to when we seek wisdom? That is solid, reliable, and unchanging. I'll tell you one thing, we never go to the books of science because science changes continually. Books of science that one time were held as absolute truth are quickly set aside because new discoveries prove that what once was thought to be true is no longer true. But God's word never changes. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We might change, but God's word never changes. And he is the source of our wisdom. And the scripture that is given to us in the book of James that I have quoted for today assures us that if we ask God for wisdom, he will give it generously. We need to spend time in the Word of God. We need to pray as we open up the Word of God and pray as we read the Word of God and pray after we have read the Word of God and as we meditate upon the Word of God, because the Word of God is our source of wisdom. We need to put it into practice. We need to do what it says to do. If God's word says we are to pray, we are to pray. If God's word says we are to speak, we are to speak. If God's word says we are to wait upon him, we are to wait upon him. If we lack wisdom, God has promised he will give us the wisdom that we need. But not only will he give it to us, he will give it to us generously and liberally and without finding fault. He doesn't condemn us because we come to him as small children asking to be given understanding, but he gives as a father who is pleased that his children have come to him and ask for his help, ask for his wisdom. Who do you go to when you look for wisdom in your own life? I pray that you may always go to the Lord and to his word. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we recognize this world changes continually, but your word never changes. It is the same yesterday, and it will be the same tomorrow, and it will be the same until you come again and take us to be with you. Thank you, Lord, for never changing. We may change, but you never change. Give us the stability to remain in you as you are our source of wisdom, our source of strength, our source of generosity to those around us. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.